Good morning. You're listening to 5 Minutes Somewhere with Tusha, where every week we travel through a different city, but not just to see it, to understand it. In the next 5 minutes, I will take you somewhere new through architecture, culture, and the stories hidden inside everyday streets. Today, we're in Morocco, El Maghreb. Today, I'm taking you to Marrakesh, or like locals call it, Marrakesh. It's a city where colour isn't just decoration, it's actually identity. So I want you to close your eyes, only if you can, and imagine with me. One of the first things you notice when you arrive is the deep red tone of the buildings. Marrakesh is often called the Red City, and that colour comes from the local earth used for construction for centuries now. It means that architecture actually grows out of the landscape around it. That's pretty interesting, don't you think? And if we keep walking, we will find the heart of the city, the Medina. It's a dense, historic urban fabric that was designed long before even car existed. And actually walking there feels less like navigating streets and more like moving through a living maze of markets, courtyards, and there is hidden doorways as well. At the center of it all is Jami al-Fana, one of the most famous squares in North Africa. And during the day, it's filled with trades, musicians, but at night transforms completely into an open-air gathering space. There's food, storytelling, performances. Even the UNESCO recognises it as part of the world's intangible cultural heritage because of how important it is to everyday life in Marrakesh. Another landmark there, which you can see from almost anywhere in the historic centre, is the Koutoubia Mosque. Its minaret has shaped the landscape since the 12th century, which made it a reference for architecture. Not just for, you know, Moroccans or Moroccan architecture or across Morocco, actually even for southern Spain. But what I found most interesting about Marrakesh isn't just what you see from the outside, it's what hidden inside the houses. So traditional homes, which some of them now function as hostels, hotels, called riads, and built around interior courtyards. So rather than facing the street, they actually face an indoor interior courtyard. And from the outside, they look simple, almost closed. But inside, they're open into a quiet garden with light, with water fountains and shades. And I believe that design is mainly for climate and privacy as well. So, if your eyes were closed, you can open them now. And if you ever visit Morocco, my advice is simply don't just, you know, follow the main streets. Just step into the smaller alleys, look for the courtyards, and notice how the city protects its life behind its walls. That's where it really begins. I mean, that's just the beauty of the city, and there is still a lot to talk about in Morocco, like food, music, and oh my, 5 minutes won't cover it. So I'll leave that to you to read about. And next week, I'll take you somewhere else in just 5 minutes. Thank you for listening.